glorious ones. I know that you would like to experience the abundant life. Therefore, I bring it to you today in many ways for living in the realm of divine opulence is more than having physical money in the bank. Are you effulgent in the graces of the Spirit? Are you replete with the virtues of the mothers of heaven? Are you composed of light in your core so that when you meditate, you know that you are already rich beyond your and others' wildest dreams? For, blessed ones, light is the greatest abundance. Love is the field in which we live and move and have our being in eternity. And when you are full of light and when you are full of love, you access the cornucopia of spirit. And all of the riches of heaven. For in that moment of oneness, all power in heaven and on earth is released unto you, as the Lord Isa said. This power, this magnificence, this divine opulence is always there, yet somehow it eludes many who are grasping for straws, who are attempting to secure this or that in their world, when they have realized that it is not about getting to get you there. It is all about giving to secure for you your rightful place in that state of beingness where you know because you are one with God. Does this mean that though you feel rich in spirit, that you must be a pauper in this world? Of course not, beloved ones. For when you live and move in the stream of light, naturally there is drawn to you by the magnet of your heart all the essentials of life, all the blessings and graces of the Holy Spirit. If you look at this lifetime and see that somehow the magic has occurred when you require it for you to have what you require, that it has often been in spite of that which you have attempted to gain by hook or by crook, by might of will, human will. And it is often when you have released a sense of separation, when you have simply allowed there to be that diamond shining will and light manifest in your world, that magically heaven responds, and you already have right within your world what you require. I bring this as music to your souls as a message of hope for you who have somehow lost the sense that you could have what you require, that you must strain and stress about the budget, the plans, or what this or that situation or asset or liability should be from a human context. You see, when you rise above all of this and see the blessings of spirit manifesting as the grace of givingness of God unto each son and daughter as a natural process, then the burden, the onus is dissolved, and you are free to accept all that must be manifest for today to meet today's needs and requirements of the hour. When you place too much focus upon attempting to have so much or this amount in your account by a given time in order to do this or that, you actually limit the divine in a way. It is fine to have your goals, your dreams, and write your vision and mission statements, and that in visual form that you desire to precipitate. All of this is meaningful and great. Yet breathe deeply and accept that heaven's wisdom is always at play behind the scenes to provide the resources that you truly require when you require them. Not before, not after. Yes, this is magic, dearest ones. And if you would live in the magic kingdom with us, then play with Minnie and play with Donald and play with all of the characters who love the child within you as just who you are, awakened in light and love. For in that moment you give birth to the new world of a divine experience in your life. And the burdens and the cares flee from you, and by your joy and your happiness, you magnetize even more of the abundant life to you. If you have not visited Disneyland or Disney World at least once in this incarnation, I encourage you to go and be as a child again, experiencing everything from the whimsical to the magnificent with fresh eyes. You will see the abundant life there that Walt Disney himself envisioned as a matrix of heaven come to earth. Did you know that most of these characters conceived of actually exist in a certain Devashanic realm for children who have passed from the screen of life to play with? Or they resonate with them, and until they are ready for the next level of their life in this or other realms, they experience joy and communion with these characters who are free to love them just as who they are. Krishna has created a more magnificent, pure land that you can imagine in the heaven world, like Disneyland. And with all the gopis and those who attend, his every divine wish, there is magic in the air as flutes are played and music is heard. Bhajans are sung and all manner of divine graces are provided to the child within everyone who comes to Krishna land. This night, I invite you to go there in your finer body and experience the blessedness of beingness as a child again. And then as you awaken in the morning, refreshed in this joy spirit of levity, live truly as the cosmic mothers would have you live, without fear, without anxiety, with not even an urge of burden about your life, the lives of your family members, loved ones, friends, and co-workers. You see, in Krishna land, all things are possible, for Krishna has made them so by the twinkle in his eye, by the love within his heart, by the smile upon his face, and the stars that shine in this aura. Yes, dearest ones, be love, for you are already beloved of us, and your life may be lovely when you live in that love field of levity and divine happiness. Happiness is the true abundance that many seek. Therefore, I bring you joy. And in that joy, I surround you with the quintessences of the great mothers of heaven that you have invoked. And I shower you with crystal light. Sublime.